Welcome to The City's Backyard with Matt Szako, a podcast that interviews all walks of life from their own backyard. The City's Backyard starts now.
Today, we are in the backyard going across the country out to Vegas with Grammy and two-time Blues Music Award winning saxophonist, singer, songwriter Jimmy Carpenter. Him and his band are coming to this area to the Music Room in Cape Cod on Saturday, May 6th, and he's got a bunch of other shows that we're going to talk about. Jimmy, how you doing out there in sunny Vegas?
I am doing very well, Matt. How about you?
I am excited to have you on the podcast for a couple reasons. Number one, you are a Grammy and two-time Blues Music Award winning sax player and singer-songwriter. That doesn't happen every day in the music biz. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm trying to fill a void where competing in the guitar world, you know.
Yeah, and that's why it's interesting to have you on the podcast, because I've had a lot of drummers on, and I was kind of telling you about some of the guests before we got started off air. And recently I've gotten some guitarists and keyboardists, and now you're the first sax player that's coming on board to the City's Backyard here.
Man, I'm honored.
So am I. So it's a mutual thing, because Steely Dan was one of my favorite bands in high school. And of course, my father loved Earth, Wind and Fire, you know, with the quadraphonic 8-track, the shaggy rug and the bean bags going down to Florida. It was like Earth, Wind and Fire. You know, we only had like 6 8-tracks to start with. So Earth, Wind and Fire just got played over and over and over. And I know you're a blues guy, but the sax really does tie into bands like Chicago and Earth, Wind and Fire and Steely Dan, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, horn sections were and still are a huge part of soul music and R&B in general. What I do is a little different. I'm fronting the band and I'm the only horn player. So it's more like a lead instrument, which used to happen back in the day. Doesn't happen so much anymore. There's just a handful of us left doing this like that.
I saw a video of you at the Funky Biscuit in Boca Raton, Florida, which is a really cool place for musicians to play. Gary Hoey, you know, great guitarist. He's played there. A lot of great musicians, and it was good. It looks like it's an intimate venue. I've driven by it because my father lives down that way, but I've never been inside, and I got a chance to witness some of your talent there. And you have a new CD out, right? Called the Louisiana Record on Gulf Coast Records.
Yep. Just came out in the fall. That's kind of the driving force behind all this touring.
Perfect segue, because I was going to say musicians really have a hard time selling their music these days with all the streaming services. And, you know, it's all about the downloads. There's no more vinyl. You know, back in the day, Alice Cooper, I mean, their record company said, right for that 18-year-old, I'm 18 and school's out, right for that 18-year-old that can afford a 45 or an LP because they're living at home. But now kids today, they stream off of their phone. They get free music for the most part. So it's really hurt the music industry. So guys like you that have some, you know, you got a few miles on you, right? You're out there still plugging away. But that's the beautiful thing about being a musician. You don't really have to retire. And that's the silver lining of the art, correct?
Yeah, that's the, I guess it's a good thing for, I mean, I don't know what I would do if I didn't do this. So there's that. And it's very difficult to retire as a musician, because there's really no system. You know, you're pretty much on your own. So my plan is just to keep working until I can't. And so far, that's working out just fine.
Speaking of, you know, musicians that can't really retire, well, you know, Paul McCartney could retire, but even he hasn't retired.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of because music is for those of us, you know, it's much, much more than just a job. It's a whole lifestyle. It's a way of life. I've had, you know, my girlfriend says, you know, you need to get some hobbies or something. I'm like, Hobbies? What do I need a hobby for? If I'm not doing the music that's directly related to what I do, I'm listening to other people and finding inspiration from what other guys are doing or women are doing. So it's a job, it's a hobby, it's pretty much all consuming, I think, for most of us.
Yeah, and it's kind of early for you for a musician because you're on West Coast time. So I apologize for waking you up so early. Most musicians don't get up, get going until at least, I find, 11:30 in the morning seems to be a good time.
Yeah, I try not to call anybody before 10 at least.
Except you're on West Coast time, so I hope okay.
I did. If I'm not out on the road, I'm here working, and I've got a lot of different hats that I wear with promoting my own shows, but also I'm the musical director of the Big Blues Bender here in Vegas, and that's like a year-round job. And
what is that?
It's like the hottest blues festival in the country these days.
Oh wow!
It started where this year will be our ninth year, and my role, it's one of the reasons I'm in Vegas. I lived in New Orleans before this for a long time, and that's where the Louisiana record came from. But I came out here playing this festival and met the promoter AJ Gross, and we hit it off. He liked my energy, and so my role has grown from just a guest to I'm the talent buyer and the musical director, and I run the house band called the Bender Brass Band, and we back up all kinds of people. It's a 5-day festival, takes place on one casino property here in Vegas, the Westgate, and it's very, very cool. It's sold out this year, like in record time.
Really?
So now I'm busy working on the music part of it.
That's a good thing for the blues. I guess the blues are catching on. I mentioned off air that, I got into the blues in the last year because of Paul Nelson, who's played with Johnny Winter and, one of the Almonds and many others. And he's really well known in this area. He's from, the city's backyard. I think he was born in the city, but he's a Fairfield County guy, and he splits his time up there in New England on the Cape. So, he's always been educating me on saying blues rock, not just blues. But you're not blues rock. You're just blues.
Well, I'm not what I would consider straight up blues at all. What I do is, it's very high energy, but it leans more into the rhythm and blues and soul side of the blues. I have a guitar player who is from Connecticut. Actually, his name is Chris Tofield. And he is just a beast. And he rocks it really hard. I love the guy, and he plays great. And I'd be lying if I didn't say that in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, I'm competing with all these serious guitar players. Paul's an old friend. I've made a whole career out of playing with guitar players. So I got, Chris is like, he's my answer to the guitar. We play back and forth off each other, and I'm obviously the featured thing, but I give him a lot of rope. He can, he takes off and runs with it all the time.
Nice. And that's good because, we love the sax, but we also need a little bit of a break once in a while, right? From those horns.
Right. I play guitar on about a half a dozen songs during the course of a night too.
So it's not nonstop sax with Jimmy Carpenter at the show, right?
No, I'm very careful not to say that I'm a guitar player, but I write songs on guitar, so I'm always looking for songs that I can play guitar on just to break it up. And
you're like Paul McCartney; he can play the drums, but he lets Ringo do it.
Right. I mean, I just support. I just play rhythm and kind of wang away at it, and it looks cool and it's fun for me. So.
We are talking to Grammy and 2-time Blues Music Award winning sax player Jimmy Carpenter. He's out in Vegas, and we're going to hear about the tour, the new LP, the Louisiana record. More with Jimmy coming up right after the break.
Visit Rory's Restaurant, 416 Post Road in Darien. Rory's is where it's always delicious. Try their great selection of mouthwatering appetizers, hot and cold sandwiches, scrumptious entrees, and outrageous soups. Check out their menu at rorys.net or call 203-655-9453 for takeout or curbside pickup. Open 7 days.
Dave and Charlie's Hometown Deli is your go-to neighborhood deli for breakfast, lunch, and an afternoon bite, providing Boar's Head ingredients and fresh bread coming daily from Terra Nova Bakery in the Bronx, 300 Strawberry Hill Avenue, Norwalk, dchometowndeli.com. Check out Hometown's daily specials. Hey, can't find New York-style pizza in Connecticut? Check out Planet Pizza at 607 Main Avenue, Norwalk. Dave's Planet Pizza of Norwalk. Order now at planetpizzanorwalk.com. Delivery available to Darien, New Canaan, Weston, Wilton, and Norwalk.
Live theater is back and in your own backyard at Curtain Call. There's always something on at Curtain Call at the Sterling Farms Theater Complex, Newfield Avenue in Stamford. For half the price of a Broadway ticket, a family of four can see a show at Curtain Call. Call 203-461-6358 or go online to curtaincallinc.com. That's curtaincallinc.com.
Hey, how about a great sandwich for lunch or delicious breakfast and cappuccino? This is Sergio. Come and see me at Francesca's Cafe and Grill right here on the Post Road in Norwalk, 249 Westport Avenue. Your friend Sergio here does it all, from Italy to Norwalk to coffee and cannolis. Francesca is truly a piece of Italy right here in Hard Norwalk. Check out our great menu at francescasdeli.com.
From the Empire State Building's backyard, you're listening to The City's Backyard with Matt Zacho.
We're talking about the saxophone. We're talking about an award-winning sax player here, Blues Music Award winner, right?
Yes, I've won that the last 2 years in a row, and I'm nominated again this year.
That's just awesome, Jimmy. You don't sound that excited about it. I mean, that's pretty cool, man.
Well, no, I'm thrilled about it.
Need another cup of coffee.
Right. It was really amazing. You know, this year is my eighth nomination for it. And
oh wow,
and this will also be the first year in a long time that I'm not in Memphis. For the awards, I'm actually going to be in the Northeast that week, which is why we're talking.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, let's get to the, I want to talk about the new record, but right now let's talk about the tour dates. So do you have your schedule right in front of you? Let's go over some of those. We'll start with the Music Room, right? That's coming up shortly.
Right. The Music Room on the 6th. And then I'm in Tuckerton, New Jersey on the 7th of May, which is down near Atlantic City. It's an interesting little town. And then I got a couple days off, and then I go to Delaware at St. George's Country Store on the 10th, Wednesday the 10th, the Linda Performing Arts Center in Albany on Thursday the 11th, and Chan's, a very famous place in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, that I've played many times with other people, but this will be the first time under my name, which I'm very excited about. I'm actually thrilled about all this. You know, I spent my whole life as a sideman up until 3 or 4 years ago when I was able to start doing this stuff and tour on my own. And it's a blessing and a curse. As a sideman, you just kind of show up and play. As the leader, you've got to do everything else. So there's a lot that goes into a tour, but I'm really happy to be doing this.
Yeah, you know, though, usually the lead plays guitar, you know, and a lot of the guys that have been on the podcast, they're drummers. So the great thing about podcasting is it gives these guys like you who play sax or a keyboardist or a drummer, it gives you a shot to kind of tell your story. And the fact that you're like leading things, it isn't very common, you know, for the sax guy to be leading things, right?
No, it's just there's just a handful of us. One really notable one is Greg Piccolo up there in Northeast, one of my all time saxophone heroes that was one of the founders of Roomful of Blues. I'm not sure where he's from, Boston, I think, or somewhere up in that general area. But yeah, there's just a couple of us. Vanessa Collier is another one, a young woman that's just kicking butt out there.
Is she a blues player?
Yeah, but like me, she's kind of a hybrid. You know, she does some blues, but she also does some kind of funk and high energy stuff.
You got to do the funk when you're playing. People want to get up and move a little. They want to shake it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't, you know, the blues now is, people have a misperception of it, I think, where it's slow and tragic and sad, and it's really not.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I mean, what I do is pretty fired up from start to finish. I have to do something slow in the middle of the set to catch my breath, but otherwise
it's pretty straight rocking. Or do you take a break?
That depends on the club or the festival. You know, a festival show will just play straight through, of course. And sometimes we do two sets most of the time in a nightclub. That's what they want. Yeah,
they got to sell drinks.
Yeah, they need a break, and I need a break, and I'll sell CDs on the break, and it works out great.
Are you still selling CDs? There was I had on Harper and Midwest Kind, and they're Australian. They were fantastic. They played the area. They've played the Music Room in Cape Cod, and they were telling me that, you know, the CD sales have been a little tough lately.
Yeah, that's one great thing about the blues world, though, is that people will. You know, they'll line up to buy them, and they order them, they pre-sell them. I just filled an order today. It's, you know, it's a pretty, old school kind of world. So
old school lucrative.
If you're not, I'll tell you this though, if you're not touring, it's really hard to sell them.
Yeah. You gotta sell them on the road.
People want to talk to you. And I always said that the blues world is small enough that if you're personable and you want to, and you're nice to people and you make an effort to hang out and speak to people on these shows, you can shake the hands of damn near everybody in the course of a year. You know, it's
yeah, that's what Maria Muldaur does. She, you know, 80 years old, midnight at the Oasis. She's still doing it, getting in the transit van, touring, selling CDs. You know, she was doing it with the mask, you know, back during when we needed to wear them, but she was still doing it with a mask on, you know.
Maria is a national treasure. She's an old friend, and yeah, I really love her. She's the best. She's, you know, like Maria's still at it at 80, mostly because I think she just, it's what she loves to do.
Yeah. We are talking to Jimmy Carpenter. We're talking about the tour, the new album, the Louisiana record. Let's talk about that. Coming up right after this.
Visit Ripka's Beach Cafe, 99 Calf Pasture Beach Road, right on the beach in Norwalk. Ripka's has great food featuring hot dogs and burgers, salads, sandwiches, pizzas, clams, oysters, and more. Check out their menu at ripkasbeach.com.
Don't let an uncomfortable home keep you from enjoying it. Call the Heating and Cooling Company of Norwalk at 203-855-0858 today and schedule your free system evaluation or Google them. The Heating and Cooling Company of Norwalk.
From hot to cold, breakfast to lunch, JV's Deli has something for everyone. JV specializes in thin crust pizza, deli sandwiches, pasta, and more. JV's Deli and Pizza, serving Norwalk for over 10 years, 15 Tierney Street, up the road from City Hall. Check out their great menu at jvsdeliandpizza.com.
We're back. You're listening to The City's Backyard.
The Louisiana Record is the new album from Jimmy Carpenter, two-time Blues Music Award winner in the last couple of years, right, Jim?
Yep, to 21 and 22.
Yeah, so let's talk about the new album. You were mentioning that you are selling CDs, maybe because, you know, you're an award-winning sax player and, you know, the album must be good.
Yeah, the album is really good, I think, and it's much different than anything else I've done. It's on Gulf Coast Records, like my previous one, Soul Doctor, was the first one I did with Gulf Coast, which is owned by my dear longtime friend, Mike Zito. And he co-produced the Louisiana record with me. The whole idea of this record was his. He wanted me to do an album of New Orleans, South Louisiana swamp pop kind of covers. And I must admit, I was skeptical about doing a cover album, but as it turns out, he was right, which he often is. And we had a great time. We basically recorded it live. They're my favorite. It's kind of a collection of my favorite New Orleans swamp pop songs. And we recorded it with some of my dear friends in New Orleans, John Papa Grow, Cass Faulkner, Wayne Morrow, and Mike Zito on guitar. And we pretty much recorded it live. It was, we all were in the same studio in the room together doing it. And I went back and fixed a couple of things after the fact, but it's 95% the way it was. Awesome. So it's got a nice kind of conversational feel to it. And it's not such a big rocking out record, but when we do these songs live, they're a lot, you know, they're pretty driving and people really, really dig it because it's, you know, it's New Orleans stuff. You can't go wrong.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. And bringing it back to the tour. So you're going to be touring coming up, you know, this month in May, shortly at the Music Room, and then Delaware. And then as we get into middle of May, looks like you're headed out to Virginia. That's going to be your debut in the DC area, your old stomping grounds. So you're not originally a Vegas guy. Where are you originally from?
Well, I grew up in Greensboro, North Carolina.
So you're a Southern boy.
I am a Southern boy. And I moved from there to the DC area. I lived in DC for a long time. And then I went to New Orleans, which was kind of the defining part of my musical life. That was an amazing experience, and honestly never thought I'd leave there, but these opportunities here in Vegas came, and I was like, well, I need to jump on this, because it's New Orleans is wonderful. I don't miss everything about it, but I miss a lot about it. There's really nowhere like it. But Vegas is happening for me, man. It's been a great thing. The Bender's great, my domestic life is great, and so it's all gonna work out.
Yeah, it looks like in the summer you're going to be hitting Pennsylvania with your band, the Jimmy Carpenter Band, Saturday, June 10th. That's at 4:00. That's a blues festival at the fairgrounds.
Right, the Billtown Blues Festival.
Yeah, I'm sure you love playing that. And then you're at another blues festival in are you going to France?
Oh yeah, that's a big one. That is the Bender Brass Band. That we were talking about, the house band at the Bender. That's our first ever gig outside of the Bender itself. And I think the first of, I hope, many, where we're going there and we're taking the whole 7-piece band plus four special guests, Terry O'Dobby, Bob Corator, Bob Margolin, and Mike Zito. And I'm going to do a set, and we're going to back up those guys on the rest of the night. Very excited about that. That's one of the oldest blues festivals in Europe, and we're doing a whole big blues Bender night for
nice.
Him, so.
And then you're headed to another festival in New York on Saturday, August 19th.
Right, Chenango, which is a really, really cool kind of small blues festival. Another one that I've played with other people, but never under my name. I'm really excited. It's a very kind of organic place. Mostly what I remember about it is that the food in the hospitality room is all cooked and prepared by the people that live around there. So the beans are just picked and the stuff, you know, it's very fresh, really nice, beautiful place.
That's where your music is really going to complement, you know, the atmosphere of the festival. And that's where, you know, you're really just, you know, a nice cold beer maybe during the afternoon, you know, and some food and some music and the killer sax from Jimmy Carpenter, right? And then you're out to New Hampshire, and then you head back to Vegas in September. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but you're sold out already in Vegas. So for more information, how can people follow you? You know, what's your website? I see it's jimmycarpenter.net, right?
Yep, .net. I'm still waiting for there's a graphic artist in Nashville named Jimmy Carpenter who has .com. And I'm like, someday he's going to retire and I'm going to grab that. But in the meantime, I've had .net for a long time, so it'll work.
Yeah. And can people follow you on social media?
Absolutely. I'm all over Facebook and Instagram and even Twitter these days.
What's your handle? Jimmy Carpenter?
Jimmy Carpenter on sax is the basis for all of them. There's variations on that, but I'll come up. If you search me, you'll come up.
I love the cover of the Louisiana record. It looks like a pond with some woods. And just where was that photo taken for the cover of the album?
That's somewhere in Louisiana. It was put together by the Gulf Coast graphics guy, and it just turned out really nice. I was
looks great.
Mike told me, so Zito says, you know, I think we should do one that doesn't have you on the cover. And I was like, well, I don't know what that means, but I'm okay. I'm fine with that. And
I like what it.
Yeah, me too.
I like it. It's got your name there at the bottom, Jimmy Carpenter. So the album is the Louisiana Record. You're on tour. For more info, follow you at Jimmy Carpenter on sax, right? On social?
Yep. On all the different platforms. If it's not that, it's Jimmy on sax one or something. Anyway, it comes up.
Awesome. Well, Jimmy, best of luck on the tour and enjoy that Vegas sunshine out there. And we appreciate you dropping by the city's backyard today on the podcast, man.
Matt, thank you so much for having me, man. I'm really looking forward to being up in your part of the world.
That puts a wrap on the city's backyard. We'll be back next week with more interesting topics, great guests, and fun conversation about what's happening in and around your community. That's it for now. We'll see you soon.